Hello.
Hi, Ruth. It's Lisa. How are you?
Oh, I'm fine, thank you. I'm sorry for causing so much problems for you.
Oh, no problem at all. See, we have to work according to your schedule. So whatever you say or whatever you do, that goes. So you have nothing to apologize for, okay?
Okay.
All right, we're good.
I'll take your word for that.
Perfect. All right,
okay.
Now, last time I sent you a document via email, and that was sort of like a project scope form or a rough outline, you can say. Did you review that?
Well, you know, I was looking for that, but I never ever, you know, received anything that I could, like,
okay.
To me, no, I have to say that I thought the form letter that I got on the computer, and you know, I just feel so bad because I know my son was wanting this for me to do it. But in the meantime, things couldn't have gone more wrong for me. You know, for my computer,
okay,
my telephone. You know, it just seems one thing after another, and that's why I don't think that I have. Like, I have a form letter that came in there. I'm sorry for babbling like this. But
meantime, so what exactly did you get?
Well, there was just some questions that I couldn't answer in a sentence.
No. That's not the one I'm talking about. Are you in front of your computer right now? It must have gone to the spam. Did you check the spam box?
No, I'm sorry, I didn't. So, and I'm not at my computer, but I'll get up. It just takes me a minute to do that.
I'll see if I can. No, that's fine.
And
if you are having trouble, that is completely fine. I just wanted you to check the spam box. So the next time you open your email, just go to the spam box and check for my email, okay? Because, you know, usually what happens is that when we are sending a new email to someone for the first time, it usually goes to the spam box. So once you move it from the spam box to inbox, it's going to land there afterwards. So, just for the future, okay?
All right.
Now, I am going to pull up that form and, all right, now the first chapter that the team anticipated is going to be about your childhood. And I'm going to read it off from the document now. In this chapter, we can first talk about your family's history, where your parents were from, and how they met each other. We'll describe how you lost your mother so early in your life. We can discuss your relationship with your father and how things were as you grew up. We may as well discuss how your father's second marriage affected your life, the kind of relationship you had with your stepmother, and how it felt like having many homes and no home at the same time. Please walk us through the above-mentioned events in detail. So we're going to go back and start off with the family history.
Okay. So now I'm going to need, because my memory from what you just told me is that I won't know where to start. So,
Okay, let's begin with your parents, how they met and where exactly they were from, how was their life, and if there's anything else that you would like to add specifically about your family's history or background, you can tell me about that, okay?
Okay, so let me get this straight. You want me to answer in an email what you just asked me?
No, I'm asking you to provide the information
tell you.
Now.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's just my brain doesn't work fast anymore.
Okay. All right.
Okay, number one question was, because even that, I can't remember what you said to me.
That's fine.
To
let me repeat. Yeah. Let's begin with how your parents met. And you'll have to give a little bit details about your father's side family and your mother's side family and how they met. So this is the question.
Okay. Okay. So my parents met in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. My father was from Sweden. My mother was from Finland, but they met in Vancouver. They came, like, they didn't meet before they came over here. My mother came 2 years after my dad, and they happened to meet in Vancouver. Okay? So when they got married in Vancouver, and my brother was born in Vancouver.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is before the war.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the two of them, they had to go back to, like, my father had to go back to Sweden because of the war. And he was called back. And because he was married to my mother and they had a son,
mm-hmm.
they all, the three of them went over there. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
It's, now, see, I'm trying to relax so I don't get too nervous here.
Yeah, of
so
course.
You,
take
yeah.
your time and take it slow.
So that's why they met in Vancouver. Even though they didn't know each other before Vancouver, they got married and went back to the old country. Okay. So in the meantime, oh my goodness, it's hard to know. My father lost his mother in 1924, and that was his one reason for coming to Canada.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't have really anyone else. He had a sister, you know, but she had a big family. She had five children, little children. So my dad was a logger, and he heard that logging in British Columbia was good.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's why he came to begin with. And my mother was the same thing. She lived in Finland, and it was hard times. You know, they were 2 years apart. My dad came in 1924, but that's when his mother died. So, and he was 24 when he came. Oh, my goodness, this is, I'm just babbling. Nothing's making sense here.
No, you're perfectly fine. Go ahead.
And my mother was the same thing. Now, I know that she came over here in 1929, I think it was. No, my dad was born in 1902. Okay, let's start again. My
okay.
dad was born in 1902.
And your mom?
And my mother was born in 1907.
Okay.
Okay. Now, then, gosh, this is really hard, you know. Because my brain is jumping from one thing to another.
No, I know.
But anyways, so, and because it was really hard times in all those countries at the time, my father came to Canada for a better life.
Mm-hmm.
And he was a logger and always worked in the woods. So we'll start with my dad. So that's why he came to Canada to get, you know, work. There was no work in Sweden at the time.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure he came in 1927.
Okay.
And I know I can look it up. In the meantime, and I think my mother came in 1929. And she also came for a better life in Canada.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is where they met, okay. And they got married in 1934.
Mm-hmm.
And then my brother was born in December 35.
Okay.
Actually, they got married July the 12th, 1934.
Okay.
And my brother was born in December 35.
Mm-hmm.
So because the war was breaking out, they had to go back to the old country, something to do with, you know, I want to say something to do with their citizen papers.
Okay.
And so they had to get all that straightened out because they wanted to become citizens here. But when the war broke out, they couldn't do that.
Mm-hmm.
They,
one more thing. I'm so sorry I'm asking you this question, but since I'm not from that era, I would like to know which war are we talking about here exactly? And how long did this war last?
I think it started in 1937.
Okay.
And it lasted till, I know we came then in December 1946, so that's how long the war lasted.
Wow.
From
okay.
37
and who was
to... the Korean? Not the Korean War. It was... I should know that. I'm telling you, I should know that. But I just wanted to call it the European War.
Okay.
You know, Russia, I know I was afraid of Russia when I lived there because Russia was coming and bombing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I remember as a little girl and running to hide when the planes came through because they bombed Norway.
Mm-hmm.
And Norway, Trondheim, was one of the closest towns to my hometown at the time. And I remember the soldiers walking through the, you know, through the town. Because I didn't live in a city. It was just a really small town.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, by this time, my mother knows, see, this story is not going well.
No,
because
this is completely fine.
No. Okay, 1938 they came. Well, that's, I will start again really carefully.
All right.
So then when they came over in 1937, they came.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, they found out that they were expecting a baby on the trip. So I was born in January 1938, just 2 weeks after the new year. But then, of course, that's when my mother, she didn't pass away then, but she got infection shortly afterwards, and she passed away in 1938. So I was just an infant. So then... of course, my dad, you know, had to look after me and my brother, and the war was on, and it was, and he, like I say, he only had one sister, and but she had a big family, so he couldn't leave my brother or I with his sister, so he ended up buying a business in the town. Plus, he worked for the, I want to say the state, or, you know, the town. Did a lot of volunteer work, and he bought a cafe. So he had a cafe.
Okay.
Now, gosh, it's hard to put in a few words.
I know.
Because so many things come up.
You're doing great.
No.
Just focus on one step at a time. Right now,
I'm trying.
Okay. So we are discussing the time frame when your mother passed away, and, of course, you were growing up. You were with your father. So what exactly did you guys do? If you can remember any memories, that would be great, too.
Okay. I just know I definitely don't remember my mother because I was just an infant. But my dad, I had to go and live with other people at different times because he had to work. And, he worked for the state, plus he had his own business. And, so he hired women that would cook in the cafe.
Mm-hmm.
And so he was like a businessman, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, I don't remember so much when I just know what he told me. You know, he tried to keep me with him, but it was impossible for him to look after me and work too.
Mm-hmm.
So I lived with different families at different times.
Okay, and how long did that go on, and how old were you?
Until I came to Canada.
And how old were you then?
Okay, I want to say I was 8, but we came December, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But my birthday's in January, so I was like a year older already, just a few days after we landed here in Canada. So I was, say, 9 years old, okay?
And which year was that? Do you remember?
Yeah, it was December the 15th, 1947. We arrived in Vancouver. And I know it was December 15th, 1947. And my birthday was January the 14th, 1938.
Okay.
So, the month after is when I turned. And my dad put me in school so I could learn the language because I didn't know any English whatsoever. So that part, I know that I had one school teacher that was so good. She would take me aside and teach me English, even though I didn't know what she was doing at the time.
Right. Let me ask you this. What language did you speak by birth?
Swedish.
Swedish. Oh, that is interesting. All right. And your both parents were fluent in Swedish or?
Yes. Yeah. Svenska.
Okay.
Of course, that's where my dad came from there. And my mother came from Finland.
Right. Right.
Okay, now I may have heard her when I was an infant, but I don't know what it sounded like.
You have no recollection of your mother because, of course, you were like a few months old, I believe, when she passed.
That's right, yes. She died in 1938, and I was born in 1938.
Yes.
So I don't remember her whatsoever. Only what my father told me. He just always mentioned what kind of a person she was. And the only thing I know is when I used to go to school in my hometown, I used to sit by the graveyard, right by her grave, because I didn't have anybody. I would live with different people because my dad had to work.
Right.
But I wasn't, I don't want to say, I didn't question anything.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't say, why do I have to live with you? And it wasn't always with my dad there. I would have to go to another town, this little town's where I came from.
Mm-hmm.
So and not in the city whatsoever.
Mm-hmm.
So I would help out. I would be like, I would help these other families when they took their cows up into the woods and they would have to go out and milk the cows early in the morning and the goats.
Mm-hmm.
I know this one time I had to babysit, but I was so little I had to go in the crib with the little guy to keep him from crying.
Mm-hmm.
So these are just things I remember.
Mm-hmm. And what exactly you used to feel at that point of time? I mean, what was your thought process when you were living with different families? What did you think about?
The only thing I can really remember is just wanting my dad to come and pick me up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and he did come, you know, a few, like I didn't live with just one family. I lived with different families at different times. And I
mm-hmm.
remember the feeling I had when my dad would come, not necessarily to pick me up.
But to visit.
But, I would beg for him to take me home.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember one time, it's an awful thing to remember, but I used to milk goats for these two little old ladies that had cows and goats. So I used to milk the goats, and I ended up getting lice in my head from them.
Oh my God.
So my dad came to visit me, and he just sat me out. Like, and he didn't have a car or anything. He had to come by bike and go many hours to get to where I was. So for some reason, maybe he never did mention that he knew about me and he was going to come and help me. But I begged him if I could go home with him.
Mm-hmm.
So he always ended up, or the few times that I've lived with other families, he would feel so sorry. That's what he told me, that he would end up bringing me home to here, that where I was born, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I guess he had a hard time to get people to look after me, plus my brother. But my brother and I, we never lived in the same families.
Okay.
My brother would live with one other family that maybe had a son that he could be with.
Mm-hmm.
And with me, I don't ever remember living with a family that had a daughter that I could play with. Like, I don't remember ever really playing,
mm-hmm.
Except for by myself. You know, so there was a lot I didn't know and a lot I didn't learn
mm-hmm.
until I came to Canada.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but by that time my dad had remarried.
Okay, now would you give me the year of when your dad remarried?
I think it was 1944.
Okay, so he got married in 1944, and
in
you
Sweden.
Guys back
yeah.
in 1947.
Yeah, she never came to Canada until she came with him in 1947.
Okay.
You know, she also was born. Oh, my gosh, it's so mixed up. She worked for my dad in the cafe,
okay?
And they ended up getting married, and they ended up having two children in Sweden.
Okay.
So then when we came to Canada, they had four children with them. They had my brother,
four
Alfred.
Four children, okay.
Well, because my stepmother, she and they were my half brother and my half sister, came with us. But
okay.
Madit, my young sister, she was 2 years old. Bo, my brother, was 4 years old when they came here, or when we all came here. So my dad brought us all back to Canada.
Okay, so let me get this straight.
Okay.
Stepmother had two kids, right, when she came to Vancouver, correct?
With my father, yeah, with my father.
With your father. And
yeah.
Then you had your brother, your other brother was also with you guys when you guys came back, right?
Yes, yeah.
So all together it was four of you?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Okay. All right, now let's go back to the time when you started going to school, you know, when you guys came back and you were learning English. How was that? How did that work out for you? And how were you in school?
Well, I started school in Sweden, but not in my hometown where my father lived.
Mm-hmm.
I started school with the people that I had gone into the mountains for their, you know, when they took the cows up into the mountain.
Mm-hmm.
I started school in their town.
Okay.
I want to say Funnestaren. Okay. So I did go to school there for a couple of years.
Okay.
Here we go. I started school in Heda, okay. But then that summer is when I had to go to that farm, okay.
Mm-hmm.
No, I can see how complicated this is for you.
Oh, no, this is completely fine. I'm actually making notes as well. You know, whenever you give me dates or a timeline, I write that down. So I'm sorting this out.
Okay, that's good then.
Okay, let's talk about when you started going to school and you were living with, you know, different families. Let's start from there, and then we'll talk about how different it was, or if it was any different from how it was before when you came to Vancouver.
Oh, it was like a different world.
Right.
Because it was on a little farm way up in the woods or up in the mountains. So mm-hmm. I never hadn't even been in a city until
mm-hmm.
I came to Vancouver.
Mm-hmm.
And then my dad put me in school in Vancouver so that I could learn English. The school teacher, she was so good to me. She was trying to teach me words, you know, like she would say, open the door, and then she'd say, close the door. And I remember she would tell me to close the door, and I would open it.
Mm-hmm.
And I was so embarrassed because the kids would laugh at me. But, of course, it took so long for me to learn, it seems, at the time. But I knew I shouldn't make a mistake because the kids laughed, and I would be so embarrassed.
Right.
What
did you like in school? I mean, were there any favorite subjects? Did you have any friends?
I had my favorite subjects in Sweden and in Vancouver was arithmetic.
Okay.
And then, like, I liked to read, but, you know, it was only reading to myself. It wasn't reading out loud or anything.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, that was one thing I liked.
Mm-hmm.
And I had friends. I had one friend, Irene. After school, she used to sit with me in her basement
mm-hmm.
and try and teach me English. And then if I was pronouncing it wrong, she would try to get me to pronounce it correctly,
mm-hmm.
you know. And
okay.
So, yeah, it was Yumping Johnny, you know, and she would, I know that's how I learned because she was so good to teach me. Even though I was crying half the time because I couldn't get it.
Yeah, of course. You were
mm-hmm.
trying to learn and you were very young. And it gets
difficult,
so I understand that. Okay, Ruth, now can I call you same time tomorrow? And in that call, we will be discussing about your father's second marriage and how it impacted your relationship with him or with your stepmother.
Oh, gosh, I don't know if I want to do that. So,
okay, if
you know,
want to leave that out, we can leave that out. But see, we can tone it down. I mean, if you don't want it to sound too negative, we can do that. You have nothing to worry about.
Okay, you know, because she had her kids, and yeah, I don't think she ever liked me, and so that's why I have that feeling, you know. It's just, and that's why, yes, okay, we'll just leave it at that, okay?
Yeah. We will discuss it. You can be open about it, but the team will put it in a way that it doesn't sound bad to anyone. But at the end, see, Ruth, it had an impact on your life. And, we're not deciding whether positive or negative. We're talking about an impact that played a great role in your life. So it's important to discuss that. We cannot leave that out and, you know, move past it, because the audience or your readers will not understand then where exactly you came from. And of course, we're not trying to show them sunshine and rainbows, because it wasn't like that for you, and you know that.
But I mean, you know what, right away my mind is, you know, my half brother and half sister, and it's just been in the last, I want to say the last few years, we've gotten close, and I don't want to say anything negative about her, their mother.
Of course not. So we will tone it down. And, you know, in the later chapters, we can even talk about how you got close to your, you know, stepbrothers and sisters. We'll show that connection as well in the ending chapters, just to balance it out.
Yeah.
You know, we're just talking about facts here, so it's all good.
Okay. And just another thing I was going to mention, okay? Now, they were my half-brother and sister. We were half-brother. But I have one stepsister that my stepmother had a child before she married my dad.
Yes.
But she was left in Sweden, so she didn't come over to Canada with us until after I was finished school. She came. So I do have one sister. And the rest are my half brothers and sisters. And my plus, I'll let you go. My stepmother and my father had two more children when they moved to Canada.
Okay.
So.
All right. We will follow that according to the timeline. Okay. So I'm going to pick it up from here, and then we'll talk about your stepsister who came back later, and the other two kids that were born in Canada. Okay.
Okay. All right then.
Perfect.
Sorry.
So I'm gonna
keep apologizing you.
No. Don't do that. You are perfectly fine. And the way you provided this information, see, we wrap this up in half an hour, in just half an hour. So that's what I'm saying. You are completely fine. You got nothing to apologize to. I just told you the next pointers or topics that we're going to discuss. So this will be like a little homework for you. You can just gather your thoughts for our next session tomorrow, and then we'll talk about this, okay?
Okay, and see, my problem, I get so emotional. But I will do that, okay? And I'll try not to think about it till tomorrow. It's hard on me.
I know, I understand. Just relax and try
then
to gather your thoughts, and I'll talk to you tomorrow then.
Okay, then. All right.
Okay, perfect. Thank you so much for your time, Ruth. Talk to you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.